India implements nationwide real money betting ban. India has banned real money gambling as of October 1st, 2025. Sports economy and market impact. The new legislation, which came into force on October 1st, 2025, cuts off legal partnerships between Indian sports entities and domestic or international betting operators. The move is presented by authorities as a public protection measure aimed at reducing addiction, fraud, and money laundering. Industry figures and independent analysts warn, however, that the immediate economic effects are significant and may fuel an illicit market rather than erase gambling activity. India's sports sector, led by cricket, had long relied on sponsorship and investment from gaming firms. Before the ban, the real money gaming sector included roughly 400 operators and contributed an estimated $2.3 billion in annual tax receipts while supporting some 200,000 jobs. Major domestic platforms such as Dream 11 and My 11 Circle had struck high-profile sponsorship deals with national teams and Indian Premier League franchises. Several international operators also invested in development programs and club partnerships abroad, including support for teams such as the Durban Super Giants and networks promoting European cricket. With commercial ties severed, administrators and club executives say funding pipelines for youth development, infrastructure, and community outreach will narrow. The immediate losers are grassroots programs and ancillary businesses that depended on corporate sponsorship, said Rahul Mehta, senior analyst at SCCG Management. A blanket ban removes a visible revenue stream and simply displaces activity to offshore platforms where regulation and consumer protections are weaker. Taxation, regulation, and social safeguards. Policymakers defended the ban as a social safeguard, but economists note it comes amid an uncertain tax and regulatory environment. India's 28% goods and services tax on player deposits, rather than on operators' gross gaming revenue, is widely cited as a deterrent to a legal market, driving both companies and customers toward offshore solutions. Research by the International Journal of Financial Markets and Regulation, IJFMR, and sector studies such as SCCG Management's report, Cricket, Cards, and Cash, estimate that a regulated market could boost GDP by 0.4 to 0.6% within 3 years and generate substantial recurring tax income. Regulation advocates argue a middle path would preserve consumer protections while capturing economic value. Controlled legalization with modest tax rates and a licensing authority would allow the state to audit transactions, enforce anti-money laundering rules, and fund treatment and education programs, said Dr. Anita Kapoor, public policy fellow at IJFMR. Banning activity without creating institutional frameworks simply exports risk. The absence of a dedicated regulatory body is a recurring concern. In the UK and other mature markets, arm's-length commissions license operators, mandate responsible gambling measures, and channel funds into research and support services. Industry observers say India currently lacks equivalent institutions to monitor algorithms, assess financial flows, or oversee compliance, leaving enforcement and social program funding unresolved. Legal challenges to the ban are already underway, and several investors have paused or pulled funding from Indian gaming-related ventures amid regulatory uncertainty. Observers warn of a longer-term technology and talent outflow if development teams and analysts migrate to jurisdictions with clearer commercial rules. Industry response and next steps. Operators, sports bodies, and policy experts are now urging a reassessment that balances social aims with economic realities. Some propose establishing a national licensing regime, targeted consumer safeguards, and graduated tax arrangements similar to models used in the United Kingdom and the Philippines. Others call for an immediate roadmap. APE from New Delhi, detailing enforcement priorities and plans for treatment and prevention infrastructure. If the government's objective is to protect citizens, that goal is best achieved with regulation that keeps operators within reach of law and oversight, Netta said. A prohibition will not stop demand. It will only make it harder to mitigate harms. As the courts and parliament consider next steps, the debate in India is likely to hinge on whether policymakers accept regulated activity as the tools for both protecting citizens and preserving an important stream of economic activity in sport and technology.